gonna find
it. I'll look for that. And okay. You introduce the show. Okay. And I'll introduce our guests.
You know, this week I'm excited to introduce the show. This week I'm raring to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste any time.
Why is that?
In fact, I've already wasted 10 valuable seconds.
Because it's a true crime episode?
Just talking about how excited I am. I'm eating up valuable time. Why don't I shut up?
I don't know.
Why can't I stop myself and just get into the show?
Yeah, you're supposed to be introducing the show so I can look for the...
The tip line number.
The Porch Pirate tip line.
This is 7 Second Delay, and you know it's a hot genre.
True crime
podcast.
Yeah,
and this is as true a true crime podcast as you're ever going to get. We're going to solve a crime in the next 57 minutes. I should bring people up to speed, I guess, right?
Yes, bring them up to speed, definitely.
Should I introduce our guest first?
Whichever you prefer. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm thinking. I think I'll maybe bring people up to speed.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm going to introduce again. No, hold on. I can't decide.
Okay, don't worry, because I think I have found the
phone number?
Yeah, the Porch Pirate Hotline.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 201
yeah.
209
yeah.
0843.
0843, that's our tip line. I'm going to explain. A month ago, we did a show. We put a... We put a bait box. We had a box that looked like an Amazon box, right? An Amazon package. We put it out on the front stoop here.
Yep.
And then we put a AirTag in there.
An Apple AirTag.
An Apple AirTag. We put a book in there. Don't reveal the name of the book on over the air, because that's a bit of information that only the Porch Pirate would know, correct?
That's true.
Okay, so don't reveal the name of the book.
Do you remember the name of the book?
No, but, well, do you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good, excellent. Okay. And we also had a toothbrush in there that I rubbed on my butt. So if
don't,
the Porch Pirate brushed his teeth.
You just gave that away.
Vengeance is mine already.
Only the real Porch Pirate would have known what it smelled like.
True. That's a good point. Well, but I think I've announced that in the past. Anyway, the box was in fact stolen, right?
I saw it get stolen. You
saw the guy from behind. And by the way, Ken, you'll be asked to describe what you saw to our sketch artist
in
a few minutes. You saw him from behind.
I did see him from behind.
Okay, but we have a better witness than you. We have two witnesses, you and Matt. Anyway, the Porch Pirate grabbed the box. We gave chase. It was a very exciting episode.
Yeah, he led us on a wild goose chase around downtown Jersey City.
It was as close to a real adventure, a real live, real-time adventure. I got confused by the Google Maps, right? I was trying to follow the AirTag.
Yep, but you actually cornered him down at the...
I don't know if I cornered
at the
him.
River. You were very close.
We'll never
to him.
Know. I felt, according to my app, I was within a few hundred feet, I guess. But I didn't catch him. And then then the next week, we followed the signal to Prospect Park.
Yeah, to Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Yeah, and
we followed the signal all the way to a really disgusting dumpster.
Yeah, but I don't think the AirTag was in that dumpster, and I'll tell you why.
Because last week
we're on the air. What the hell were we doing last week? I have no memory of it.
Me neither.
Seriously, what were we doing?
Don't know.
I'm not joking. What were we doing?
I'm not joking either.
It was 7 days ago.
I know. It's amazing.
Hold on.
We both forget immediately.
It's Ken, right? Okay. I have no... Wait, what the hell were we doing?
I can look it up.
Here's all I remember. It sucked. I'm sure of that.
Really?
Oh, you're really looking up what we did a week ago? It don't get sadder than this. It don't get sadder. I can't remember.
Oh, we each bought something from a listener.
Oh yeah, it was a little. Yeah, we walked in. Yeah, we had a little.
Yeah,
only
your listener never contacted me, so you never had to fork over.
Did you get
money.
Your cookies?
I did get my cookies.
Oh,
yes,
fantastic. I didn't get my mug. Anyway, toward the end of the show, after the show there was a staff meeting, right? So
yep.
Some staff members were lingering around. I'm really shocked that the police weren't called.
Yeah.
Okay, so some staff members were lingering around, including our own Matt, right?
Matt Warwick.
Matt Warwick.
The garbage man.
we call him the garbage man affectionately.
Yep.
I call him the garbage man for a different reason. But he was entering the building just before 7, right? Just as our show was ending.
Yep.
And we can let Matt tell the story from there. But it's very exciting. It's a break in the case. Any cop will tell you they wait for these breaks, right? The case broke wide open last week.
Well, not only did the Porch Pirate return the Apple AirTag.
Well, let Matt tell the story.
Okay.
Okay. So Matt is here, and we have two guests with us. But first, we'll introduce Matt Warwick. Matt, you were set the stage for us. You were coming to the staff meeting.
Yeah. So I was coming back. I had just brought pizza for the staff meeting, and
that's
I was
right.
going back into the building.
Yes.
And I was at the elevator, and I turned around, and I saw someone who I thought, at just first glance, was a WFMU DJ. So I was like, oh, I'll, you know, before they get their key out, I'll let them in. So I opened the door, and as soon as I opened the door, I looked at him, and I was like, wait a second, I don't know who this person is.
Right.
They're wearing a 7-second delay t-shirt.
That's a clue. Make a note. Yeah. That's a clue.
This actually the same WFMU t-shirt that you're wearing right now.
Okay. Our sketch artist might be interested in that. And it's the same t-shirt as I'm wearing.
And that's not our usual shirt for a WFMU DJ.
No,
so I was kind of like, wait a second.
It's a very limited edition shirt. It was given out at our 30th anniversary party 2 or 3 years ago.
It was 2 or 3 years ago. Jeez.
2021, right,
yes,
Kenny?
Yes, 3 years ago.
So, okay, so that's a big clue.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, you saw a guy, he's wearing a FMU t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
This FMU t-shirt.
Yeah, the exact one, 7-second delay. And I look at it and I'm like, wait a second. This, I do not know this person. So then I was kind of like, oh, and I opened the door for them. So I was like,
yeah.
Just like, oh, hello.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to you about building security after the show, but go ahead.
I didn't let him in.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's good. Okay.
I did stop him from coming in, and I was like, oh, hello. And he's like, he just handed me this circular
AirTag
thing. I didn't know what it was, honestly. He's like,
okay.
He just said, give this to Andy.
It looked like a little white button.
Yeah, it was like a little white, like, yeah, it was
right.
Like a button.
Yeah.
And I was like, my first instinct was like, what?
Cab number 3, can you write?
What?
You know what that is?
Is that, what is?
That's the limousine company next door.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
What?
That's the limousine company next door.
What is that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That hasn't happened to you at all?
Not that exact thing. I've heard things like that, but I don't actually know.
Welcome to WFMU. There you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever heard professional radio stations? It's very little cross chatter in the professional radio station. That's fantastic, Ken.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's great, Ken.
Where was I? So he hands me the thing, and I honestly was just kind of like, I don't know what is happening. And then it finally kind of clicked. Like, it took a couple seconds, and I looked, and I was like, oh.
Wait, did you?
But Matt, what did he say to you?
So then I'm like, oh, what's your name?
Yes,
and he's like,
yes.
And he said, I'm not telling you.
Oh, that's a clue. He's clever. He's diabolical.
Did he have a Scottish accent?
No, he did not have.
He's one
any,
step.
Yeah,
he's,
no accent.
He's like our Moriarty. He's one step ahead of us.
Yeah.
He's good.
He even
he's
said, like,
not telling us his name.
He said, like, don't tell them what I look like.
And what
he
kind
said
of what
that?
Kind of
yeah.
accent?
Wait, hold on. He said, don't tell them
said,
what I look like.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't.
Oh, he's evil. He's thinking. He's evil. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't know how rebellious you are by nature.
Yeah.
Because when he said that.
When you tell me not to do something.
You're not only going to tell us, you're going to go on the air and tell us.
Yeah.
Okay. So he said, don't tell us what. I'm not going to tell you my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell them what I look like.
Yeah.
Okay. That means, that's a clue. It means.
But he
that,
had,
it means that we've seen him, that we know him. That's what it means.
Did he have any kind of accent, Matt?
He did not have an accent, no.
Did he have any distinguishing tattoos?
Not on. I don't. He was. I think he might have had on like a button down shirt over.
How old would you say he was?
I would say he's between the ages of 45 and 56.
Okay.
Was he ugly?
No, he wasn't ugly.
Oh, damn.
Was he white?
He was white. Yes.
Oh, well, there he's white. Okay. Well, that eliminates Chad, our one African American listener. Okay, so
in your imagination, our one African American listener is named Chad.
Exactly. Let me enjoy that fantasy.
Okay.
So he's okay. Not Chad. He's obviously not a woman, right? That eliminates our five female listeners.
Matt, I've got some questions for you.
Oh, well, hold on. We have to introduce our sketch artist. But wait, we're almost finished with Matt. So you got a good look at him. He said, don't tell them what I look like, which is fascinating to me. It means that we've met him, Ken.
Yes.
And which isn't surprising.
And he was wearing the shirt from our 30th anniversary.
Right, which was a very small function. It was only 50 or 60 guests, right?
No, it was like 90.
Okay, 90 guests, but that's not the whole world. That's a limited little pool of suspects. Okay, so he made a big mistake. He made a couple of strategic errors. One, he let Matt Warwick get a look at him, right?
Well,
eagle eye. Wait, hold on. Shut up. Hold on, the limousine company. Hold on. They have a customer who's waiting for them at Terminal B.
Can you please repeat that?
Hold on. Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
I hope that passenger at Terminal B gets picked up on time.
That is really crazy.
I thought we had that worked out.
Yeah. I listen to radio stations all the time, and it's funny that you don't hear that. You don't hear that. A lot.
Well,
you don't hear the limousine company from the next building.
Yeah, we're right next door.
Oh, that explains it. We're right next door. There's, of course, we're right next door. So that would explain it. Who could blame us for the bleeding of the signals? They're right next door.
Their antennas probably like 30, 40 feet.
Yeah, they're right next door. That's right, Ken. Fantastic. Fantastic. I've never been prouder.
Our buildings are practically touching.
Yeah. Why don't we rent a limousine and steal some of their customers?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Go out there and pick them up. Go out there to JFK and pick up a couple of these people. That'll teach them. Okay. So, Matt, you saw our culprit, our porch pirate.
Yeah. I mean, face to face.
He's okay. Now, be honest. He was ugly.
No, he wasn't ugly. No, no.
I can't believe that.
I would say he was strikingly handsome.
What color? I have written down that he was handsome.
There is no way he could be handsome.
What color hair? Did he have glasses?
I'll cross handsome out.
Yeah.
Can I just say this before I really get into the description?
Yeah.
He couldn't have found a more perfect person to hand this off to because I have really terrible memory.
Well, no worse
than mine. Instantly, like I was going to write down his features.
Yeah.
And I forgot to do that.
Okay.
So you're dealing with someone.
Well, whatever you have, I have it in
spades.
All right.
Spades. So let me, I'm just going to tell you what I remember.
Okay.
I don't know how close it is to being factual.
Well, let's talk to our sketch artist.
Yeah. Okay. Let's meet our sketch artist who's not only a member of the FMU family, he's a member of the Friedman family.
Yeah, she's been on the air before.
That's right. Hey, Daisy. It's Daisy. It's Ken's daughter, Daisy, who has joined us from Brooklyn.
Hi, guys.
Hi. When was the last time you were in the building, Daisy?
Years ago.
And when was the last time you were on the air? Even longer?
I think when I was debating what college to go to.
Oh, my gosh.
So like 10 years ago.
Okay, well, welcome back. Well, Daisy is, I can tell you, because I know this firsthand, a very talented artist. We have your paintings in our bedroom. You did one of me and then one of Beth and the kids, and that we really treasure them. If there was ever a fire in our house, no, I wouldn't grab the paintings. But but I would take a good look at the paintings as I fled. And
then helped, I could recreate them.
Yeah, well, I'd always have them. I'd make a mental picture of them. But we really do love those paintings. You're very talented, and thank you for helping us out. Daisy has a sketch pad in front of her and a pencil, and we couldn't be in better hands. Have you ever done anything like this, Daisy? Drawn a suspect sketch? Like
I haven't.
I think police now they have an identikit. They have it's all computerized now.
Huh?
I don't know if there's a sketch artist that does free form sketching anymore.
Really?
That's a
in
shame.
Police stations. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of police sketches for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they might be computer generated now. But
that sounds terrible.
We're doing ours by hand. Yeah. Can you just worry about the bleeding from the limousine company? You have other things to worry about than our low tech sketch artist.
But, Daisy, you've seen TV shows where they had sketch artists?
Yes.
Or movies?
And I've already broken the rules by giving him a body.
Oh, good. He might have been wearing a kilt.
Okay.
Well, that's right.
Well, my first question is, I have in his right hand the AirTag.
Right.
Yeah. So what was he doing with his left hand?
Oh.
Was he masturbating furiously?
No. I could tell you one thing I definitely remember. He was not doing that.
He was not masturbating.
No, he was not doing,
Okay.
I think he was holding the door open.
Yeah.
With his
So he was
left
showing,
hand.
So he's a man of enormous self-restraint.
Kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind.
Matt, you don't remember whether he had black hair or
he had, I believe, like darker gray hair.
Okay.
Okay, well, that matches. There's a second witness that we're going to get to in a minute.
Yeah.
That matches the description that the second witness.
It might have even been light gray, but I'm pretty sure it was gray hair.
Okay.
And it was a.
I saw the person from behind.
Okay. Uh-huh. When the person grabbed the box 3 weeks previous, Ken. Although, to be fair, Ken, it was from half a block away, right? Ken got a glimpse of him from behind.
And I thought it was white hair.
Maybe it was, like, light gray. It definitely wasn't, like, brown.
Okay.
I think Ken was probably focusing on the man's ass.
And pretty short?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a crew cut. It was, like, more hair than that's on my head right now.
A little
now.
Unkempt.
Like, longer on top, shorter on the side.
It was a little unkempt, you
medium,
say?
Yeah, medium length.
It was pretty kempt.
Medium length hair.
You've never used the word kempt in your life.
You said unkempt, and I knew it was.
Is kempt a word? Daisy, is kempt a real word? You've been to college.
I bet it's an archaic word.
Okay, wait. Is archaic a real word?
Yes.
Okay. You're just trying to make me look stupid, all of you. Okay, so here's what we know. I'm going to make a list. We know he probably pledges to our show. He's a listener, right? He was at our anniversary show because he has the T-shirt.
Right.
Right? So he probably pledged money. I mean, the anniversary show, didn't we charge money to get in?
Yes.
Okay, so he's not destitute. We know he's asexual. He wasn't masturbating.
He wasn't masturbating.
Right. Oh, wait, that doesn't necessarily mean he's asexual.
No, it doesn't.
It just means he was. At that moment, he was restraining. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing.
Just remember, I was opening the door.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can take that any way you want.
All right. So he's a listener of the show. Fan. I'm not going to say fan because that's a leap that we're not prepared to make, right? He's between 40 and mid-50s, right?
Yes.
Gray hair.
Okay, some wrinkles.
I would say yes, but just an a more aged face.
Okay, gaunt.
I don't
say gaunt? Or more full.
Heavy, I guess heavy. Yeah.
No. He was
Zoftig.
He wasn't super skinny, but he had a nice face.
Would you say
I'm
he
giving
had
him a strong jawline?
Yeah, strong. I would say he had a strong face.
Okay.
Would you say he had above average number of arms?
He had average number of arms.
No. How many? He had two.
Yeah, he
two. That's above average.
No, it's average.
It is above average because there are a number of people in the world with only one arm.
And then there's a number of people with three arms.
There are much fewer number of people with three arms than there are with only one arm. For the love of God, Ken. No, the average number is a little less than two. Jesus, Ken, give me this. I've been reading two crime books since I was a kid. He had above average number of arms. That is two arms.
Okay, he has.
Did he have? Did he have the average number of legs or above average?
Above average?
Exactly. That's two legs. Exactly.
I think it's exactly average.
It is not exactly average. There are a number of people, number of men,
people
with only
missing,
one leg.
People who are missing arms always get lots of attention. Everybody feels bad for them because they're missing a limb.
It doesn't change the fact.
But
that
anybody who's born with a third limb, they're a freak. Oh, you can't even count those people.
But you know that there are very few of them because you have to pay $5 to go into the tent to see them.
Those are the fake ones. Those are the people who have, like, you know, styrofoam third arms.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Styrofoam third arms?
Yeah.
In the freak tent?
In the freak tent. Those are all fakes.
Oh, man. I got some money coming back. I got a refund due me.
You do.
Yeah. I've been going to freak shows every Thursday night. Okay, so two arms, two legs, average height, you'd say?
Yeah, average. Okay. Shorter than me, but not. I wouldn't say they were short.
Semitic nose? Semitic nose?
Semitic.
Semitic. Big, yeah. Jewish.
Semitic.
Semitic.
No, I would say average-looking nose.
So you're saying a Jewish nose. You're saying Jews don't have average-looking noses. Is what you're saying.
You said big nose.
I've never heard a more anti-Semitic rant on the air in my entire life.
A Jewish nose,
just for the fun of it.
Just because that's average.
Daisy can't help it. Daisy can't help it. Yeah, she lives in Brooklyn. He's getting a Jewish nose.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, make him look like the Penguin.
Okay.
Dark glasses, would you say?
He did not have glasses.
No, okay, it's too late. She's already drawn glasses.
I'll draw the glasses so we remember they weren't there.
Wait a minute. No, you can't do that. Daisy. Daisy. You can't. We're going to publish that.
A caveat.
Daisy. No, Daisy. You can't. Daisy.
But there are no glasses.
Yeah,
no
you've got to erase. You've got to erase the glasses because we're publishing that. That will throw them off. Okay. No, Daisy. Daisy. Don't put glasses on. Daisy, you have to be able to erase.
I can't. I'll do a more detailed of the face right now. I'm just...
Okay, I see. Yeah. Okay. And did he have facial hair?
No. Clean shaven.
No clean shaven.
Hair. Yes.
All right.
Maybe a little bit of stubble.
What, Daisy, he said clean shaven. Daisy, you're drawing your...
I can tell you now. Daisy. I'm looking at your drawing.
Well, Daisy is drawing her dream date.
You know
Daisy, I'm drawing my dad.
Yeah, Daisy is drawing...
I was going to say, that looks familiar, but it doesn't.
Why are you drawing Ken? That's exactly what a sketch artist should not be doing.
I think if we had more sketch artists like Daisy, we'd have more conviction.
I think, yeah, you know who'd be convicted? The captain of every police precinct.
It's fun. I was looking at him like, it does kind of look familiar, okay. But it doesn't really look like
she's going to draw the real guy.
I'll start over with
okay,
what
she's going to draw the
okay,
real guy.
Strong jawline.
She's going to draw the real guy now, and we're going to publish it. Now, I'm going to offer a reward. Here's what we know. He's a listener. He was at our 30th anniversary, right?
Right.
Okay, he's ugly.
Probably pledged to 7 seconds.
Right, probably pledged. You know, the one thing about porch pirates, and this is true, this is a statistical fact, there's no such thing as a hot porch pirate. There's no handsome or hot, attractive porch pirate.
Really?
There never has been. They wouldn't need to. They just glide through life. They don't need to be stealing Amazon boxes.
There was that hot serial killer, Ted Bundy.
Yeah, he was hot.
He was very hot.
Yeah.
Unlike Ed Kemper.
Yeah, Ed Kemper was ugly.
We talked about last week.
Yeah.
Freakishly tall.
So the ugliest serial killer was that guy that killed all the nurses in Chicago. What was his name?
Don't know.
He just bludgeoned them.
He was ugly?
Oh, my God. Wait, what was his name? The listener will know.
Well, not John Wayne Gacy.
No. John Wayne Gacy was no prize either.
No, he wasn't.
Ed Kemper. You will steer any conversation to Ed Kemper. It's almost like a party trick.
So I have 1,399 people who have pledged to 7 second delay.
Okay, let's just pick one at random and accuse them.
The
Atlanta bomber. We'll just pick one. What the hell was that guy in Chicago's name?
Ethan in Texas?
Wait, 201-209-9368. I've got to know the name of that guy in Chicago. He killed those nurses.
The very ugly serial killer from Chicago who killed a bunch
of
nurses.
Yeah, wait. Oh, my God. What was his name?
Okay, did he have any prominent features?
That's the thing that I'm so desperately trying to remember. I don't remember anything that really stood out.
No, you're being great. He's average size.
A giant mole?
He has gray hair.
No, I don't remember any moles or anything. He looked like I don't remember any. I don't.
Did he have
scars or anything?
Hold on. Oh please, somebody get the terminal
Sorry,
B.
I didn't get that.
They're gonna miss a very important appointment.
I think they said 49.
Base 49. I didn't get that.
Well, that's what Siri said. Siri said I didn't get that. That wasn't the dispatcher.
Yeah.
Get your interference straight. Matt, Dan,
how do you, every March with a straight face, you ask for money, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is just fantastic. I can't wait. Right,
I think somebody knows the answer to your serial killer.
Okay, yeah, okay, good. What's his name?
Hi, you're on the air.
Richard Speck.
That's it, Richard Speck.
Richard Speck, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Richard Speck, there's actual footage of Richard Speck in jail. He had a sex change operation.
Really?
Yeah, and he was in jail, and he was the happiest guy you've ever seen in your life. Just loving, doing time, doing life in prison.
Hi, you're on the air.
Here's our tip line. We're going to publish this drawing. Now, Ken, after...
Should I publish this one?
Can I see the drawing?
Well, that doesn't... Okay. Ooh, oh, that's bad. Great. Daisy, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, Daisy.
Not bad.
Wow, great job.
Can I take a
that
look?
Take
a look and tell me what's
is
off.
Is that your guy?
That looks like who I think it
this,
is.
Okay. Can I be straight with you?
Yeah. That's the guy?
This kind of... It does look like him.
Yes.
Good and job, Daisy.
Because I was going to say,
yes,
I remember there being a nice...
And Ken actually has
a cleft chin.
A cleft chin. I don't know if...
A butt chin?
Yeah.
A Kirk Douglas thing going.
And
yes.
Yeah, maybe a little fuller in the cheeks.
He looks evil.
I'll take out the gaunt lines.
He looks evil.
Yeah, he wasn't gaunt. And maybe the ears a little smaller, but... But yeah, okay. This is the
Daisy. Just make those adjustments, and we're gonna publish it.
And maybe like a little bit shorter on the side, a little longer up here.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, that is really getting there.
Whoa!
It's.
And did
she's
he have?
Good.
Yeah, she's good. It's scary good. Ken actually has a suspect in mind, and
I think he's the suspect that a lot of people have.
In mind.
I am not alone.
Here's another clue we have. Whoever it is called last week, called the show. What were we doing last week? Now I've forgotten, even though you reminded me. We were buying crap online.
Yeah, should we listen to his bad Scottish accent?
This is him.
Accent?
He called us. He taunted us like a lot of these killers do. They call the authorities. He called us and taunted us on the air, and he affected a phony Scottish accent. Here's what he sounded like.
Hi, you're on the air. Hope you get the help you need.
How you doing?
Doing great now that you called. What's your name?
Sean.
Hey, Sean, what have you got to sell us?
I've got something that I think Andy probably needs.
Okay. What is that?
An Apple AirTag.
An Apple AirTag?
Oh, wait, because did you steal my Apple AirTag?
No, I'm not daft enough to do such a thing.
But I did.
You, like.
I did lose an Apple AirTag a month ago here.
I know you did.
To a port.
Now I'm going to interrupt it for one second and just say that if there's any listeners out there who are actually Scottish, it would be helpful for us to know if this is a real Scottish accent,
no,
or if it's an American. Specifically, is it an American putting on a Scottish accent?
Okay, so.
I bet you'd like the new one. I'll give you one for $20.
Well, no, that's what the retail price is.
I think we found the guy who stole our package.
Matt? What else
Matt?
Was in the package? Matt, is that the voice you heard?
Would you like it? I'll bring it by the station right now.
Yeah.
You
bring it by, I'll beat you up.
It's
on the off chance that you stole my package.
It's a new one.
I beat people up that might have stolen my package.
I hope you get the help you need.
I hope you get the help you need, pal.
Sean said it first.
Shoot.
There's no way. I mean, listen, it might have
been
him.
Well, he was disguising himself.
Yeah.
He was having fun with us.
I will say that it's very hard to tell with that accent.
Okay,
how about this, Matt? He definitely didn't have an accent like that.
Our suspect, our number one suspect, called the show... 4 or 5 months ago and sang the Don McLean song, The Meanest
Girl.
Yeah,
he sent in a recording. Actually, I think we have somebody on the line now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. How the heck are you, Ken? Hi, Andy.
It's Pete the Gardener.
Is he the guy, Ken? Is he the guy you suspect?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Hey.
I am 44% Scottish, and that guy sounded like he was from Canarsie and has never heard a Scotsman in his life.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're looking for somebody from Canarsie.
Yeah, he sounds like he's just been watching Willie the groundskeeper on The Simpsons.
and not listening very well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so...
Thank you, Pete.
So we do have a tip line, and I'm offering a reward for information that leads to me beating the crap out of our porch pirate.
Oh, yes. What is your reward, Andy?
How much of a reward do you think will actually motivate people?
I think $750.
Well, for $750, this loser would turn himself in. Wait, is it worth $750 to me to know who it was?
I think it is. This is real true crime.
I can't do $750 because I would feel compelled to actually pay the guy.
Can you do $750 Canadian?
I don't want to hand this guy any money at all. I want to beat this guy up.
Would you do $750 Australian?
I'll do $40. I have a $40 reward for information leading to the arrest or capture, alive or dead, of my porch pirate. By the way, if somebody wants to confess, they're going to have to give the name of the book that was in the box, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, we don't believe your confession.
Right.
There's lots of false confessions out there. Okay.
So do you want to hear the recording?
Ken has a suspect in mind.
Okay.
He called about 4 months ago and sang a version of the Don McLean song, The Meanest Girl.
Yeah, he sent us a recording of The Meanest
Girl.
Okay,
tell us if this is the guy.
All right, yeah,
unfortunately, it's not him talking. It's him singing.
Okay, let me.
So it's not a true sample of his voice.
The meanest girl that I ever knew. Did you know it? Well, you are. Yeah, you're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far. Well, you are an empty vessel. You're a loaded gun, ain't too much fun. You're a Nazi general, you're in my face. Because I feel disgrace, because you're all in my face. Because you are just really stupid, and you're ugly too. Go to the zoo.
You know who he sounds like to me? You probably think I'm crazy. The limousine company dispatcher. If this was a bad movie, that would be our villain. 30 feet away in the next building.
At first, it kind of sounded like the villain in Long Legs in that movie, Long Legs.
Nicolas Cage.
For like a second, I was like, oh, it kind of sounds like Long Legs.
Okay, yeah, so we have a
Nicolas
voice.
Cage, yeah.
Okay, wait, we have a witness, an eyewitness. That's Matt mm-hmm. Warwick's here. We have a sketch artist. That's Daisy Friedman drawing I can't wait to publish that. That's fantastic, Daisy. And then... Ken, can you describe him from behind?
Yeah, he was medium height. I thought he had white hair, medium build, kind of a little stocky, I guess.
You're no help. Yeah,
didn't see the.
That's no help.
He did not have any facial tattoos, like somebody else's face tattooed onto his own face.
Yeah.
Nothing like that going on.
Did he have a little teardrop next to his eye?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't see his face.
Well, that's good.
I saw the back of his head.
That means he probably hasn't killed. You know, if you kill anyone, if you're a murderer, you're obligated, you're morally obligated to put a teardrop next to your eye.
I'm going to see what 7 second delay donors we have who live in Queens. Since
No. Why no? Queens?
Because Pete the Gardener said he sounded like he was from Canarsie.
Ken, we know that the AirTag ended up in Brooklyn.
Oh, you want me to look Brooklyn?
Well, of course. Of course, that's the best clue we have.
Okay, so that's going to...
We know within 12 hours, the box was in Brooklyn by Prospect Park.
All right.
Okay, do we have a list of suspects?
Yeah, it's down to 190 people now.
I guess I'll beat them all up just to be safe.
There's Dante.
Oh, come on, Dante.
In Brooklyn.
Come on, Dante. It's on, baby. It is so on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
There's Michael.
Okay, Michael, I'll meet you out back after the show.
There's Jeff.
He brings a knife. I bring a gun.
Steven in Brooklyn.
He brings a gun.
Brian.
I bring my sarcasm.
Martin.
I'll beat them all up.
You would bring sarcasm to a knife fight?
I would bring my biting wit to a knife fight. That explains why I've spent a lot of time in the ICU. What you should bring to a knife fight is a bigger knife. I've learned that the hard way. Okay, so wait, we're going to publish this. How do we publish this? Can we take a picture of it?
Matt takes a picture of it.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's get Matt to look at it again.
Yeah, let me take a look
at
it. Okay,
that's our guy. I think it's great. I love that picture.
It really, I'm telling you.
Can you
this...
hold it up so I can see it?
Yeah.
So
that's him.
I'll be on, like,
That's him.
If that I was going to describe a person,
that's him.
This is what he looked
that
like.
That looks like our suspect.
Ken, will you name the guy that you think it is?
I think it's Sam the Appraiser.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that, dun, 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 dun.
I don't. I've never met Sam.
I think you have met Sam.
If I did, I didn't know I met him. Well,
okay.
When I first heard his voice, it did sound like familiar to me, but I couldn't place it.
Sam is a regular call.
I know Sam.
We have his phone number. Let's call him. Matt, I want to introduce you to Sam the Appraiser on the phone. Come on, Ken. Let's do it.
You want me to call Sam?
Yeah, baby. Right,
hang on a second.
I'm going to go next door. I'm going to get a limousine and get myself over to Sam's house.
Should I post this to the
Yeah, post that picture,
I'll post
the players page. Hey, Daisy, while we have a minute, you're so talented. I know you're in Brooklyn. You're looking for mural work? In a perfect world, what kind of work would you love to be doing?
I'd love to do pretty much anything organic, so animals, plants, sometimes people.
Who would be the perfect client? Like a restaurant with a big wall,
yeah,
a big blank wall?
Yeah, anyone with a big wall. Yeah, I like creative ideas.
Well, people that have visited the station have seen your work here.
And how can people track you down?
I would really love to do like an erotic mural. If anyone is interested in that, I don't know if anyone would be interested in that. But
here's my phone number.
That's the dream. Yeah.
201. No, okay. Okay. So.
And how do people find you on Instagram?
Oh, I am at Daisy Friedman Art on Instagram.
Hey, if you ever do an erotic photo, I want to just go over with Ken and I want to be there when he sees it for the first time. That would be really fun for me.
We have a call.
We have a call on the tip line, 201-209-0843.
I'm sorry.
On the tip line?
It's not the tip line.
Okay, but the tip line gets preference.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mike from the Bat Ranch.
Mike from the Bat Ranch, Daisy.
You're getting from the taxi dispatcher guys.
Oh, yeah, what do you think's going on with the dispatcher?
Well, you can have this phenomenon called heterodyning, where two radio signals, when they mix together, you get other signals at the sum and the difference frequencies.
Oh.
So it seems like it could be something like that, but you know the part at the end where it's like, I didn't get that? Is that Siri?
Yeah, that's Siri.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I've read some stuff in the technical journals lately about Apple products in the presence of a strong RF field can do that. Now, do you have Bluetooth going into the board there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so that could be the mechanism that's causing all this to happen.
Well, wait, I don't know if we want to fix this, because longtime listeners of FMU have been praying for some kind of interference.
It certainly does.
I mean, people listen all day, and I'm sure they're just sitting there going, won't someone interfere with this damn station? This is a dream come true for a lot of people.
I'm turning off the Bluetooth.
Oh, you are?
I just turned it off there.
Okay, well, maybe that'll fix it.
How many Apple devices do we have in this room right now? I have my iPhone.
Well, my iPhone's on.
I have my computer and my phone.
I have a Google Pixel.
Wait. You think, should I turn my phone off?
No, let's try just turning off the Bluetooth.
Okay.
And do you have a watch? You have an Apple Watch?
I do.
So we have four devices in here. But let's just start off simple and turn off the Bluetooth.
Cut to LaGuardia Airport. Where the hell's my cab? What the hell's wrong now?
Well, Mike, thank you. What's it called again? Heterodyning?
Yeah.
It's heterodyning. That was my suspicion. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay. So meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Oh, I want to call Sam.
Okay, we're going to call Sam the Appraiser. Wait. We need a reason. We need a pretext to call Sam the Appraiser.
Right. Well, he might be listening.
Okay, can we post that?
Yeah, I posted all of the pictures.
Okay, so we have Sam the Appraiser on the, what is it called? The board? What is it?
The chat board.
The chat board. We have a picture of our suspect, our number one suspect. Here's our back view that your dad got a glimpse of the guy running.
Oh, that's exactly what he looked like from behind.
Yeah, except was the guy wearing pants, Ken?
He was wearing pants.
Okay. Oh, Daisy drew your imagination. What you fantasized he looked like.
Well, he was wearing assless pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't mention the pants. So.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he was dressed like Cher in that If I Could Turn Back Time video.
All Ken remembers is the man had the tightest buttocks you have ever seen in your life. Okay.
So can I call Sam?
Well, no, we need a pretext.
Okay,
we need
what's the pretext?
What should we do?
And we need his help. He comes down and helps us from time to time.
Okay, let's just say we need, let's just say we're moving some cartons out of your office.
Moving cartons?
Yeah, cartons.
I meant like show help is what
doesn't
I meant.
Doesn't matter why we're, okay.
Okay.
Or let's just say we need some help in the library. Come on, I'll do it. I'll take care of this.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Hang on.
Listen carefully, Matt. You're our witness.
I know, I'm listening.
Listen carefully if he's wearing assless pants.
I always assume they are.
Okay, here we go.
You guys are so funny. Cut it out. Okay. Do you think he'll pick up?
I don't know.
Wait, if he's been listening, he's probably scared to pick up.
Scared is right. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Sam. It's Andy and Ken calling from WFMU.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, well, did you do your show right now?
Yeah.
We're on the air.
We're on the air. You're on the air with us.
Hey, we wonder if you could help us out next week. We have a couple of albums in the record library that are out of order. You know, we like to keep them alphabetized. And we're going to do a show next week.
Do you suspect me of being the thief? Is that what this is?
Well, you are, Sam. You have to respect the fact that any listener, any fan of the show is a potential suspect.
Right, yeah. I guess so.
Okay, but Sam, while you're on the air, we have our friend Matt here. Could you say something so Matt can, Matt just wants to hear you say one or two things. Can you say this for us? Don't tell them what I look like.
Okay.
Go ahead, say that, Sam. What do you think, Matt? Let me tell you something about porch pirates, Sam. They are the lowest scum of the earth. There's nothing lower than a porch pirate.
I gotta say, Sam, that the sketch artist drew a picture that looks a lot like you.
I don't think it looks much like me.
Except for the glasses. The version without the glasses.
Sam, will you...
I have my phone number anyway.
Well, we have your phone number because you pledged to the station. But Sam, I just talk to you seriously? We appreciate that you're a longtime listener, and we appreciate that you call frequently, and we appreciate the support you've given the station. And we're not going to be mad. We just want to close this case. We just want to...
You think I'm Sean.
We just want to close the case. We just want to know.
Right.
We've got to know. Remember Dirty Harry? We've got to know.
He remembered the fake name from the fake Scottish guy.
He did. Well, of course, we just played it 10 minutes ago.
But who would remember that it was Sean?
Sam, give us closure. Give us peace of mind.
By doing what?
By confessing that you stole our... Yes, I want you to confess and then tell us how it got to Brooklyn. Just tell us the story.
You've heard about coerced confessions, right?
This is not a coerced confession. A coerced confession, if you came here and we held you down and tickled you, that would be a coerced confession.
No, I see. Right.
We just need to know. We've got to know, just for our own peace of mind.
Well, I guess you'll never know, because it wasn't me, so...
Put some damn pants on, Sam.
Sam, we know it was you. Sam, talk in a fake Scottish accent for us.
Yeah, do your best Willie the groundskeeper accent.
What do you mean by that, you bastard? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm going to beat...
All right, hang on a second.
I think that's a little bit better than Sean.
Hang on
I'm going to beat him up just on the off chance.
What is that?
An Apple AirTag.
An Apple AirTag.
Oh, wait. Okay. Because did you steal my Apple AirTag? Sam, say that line, an Apple AirTag.
Say I'm not daft enough.
I'm an Apple AirTag.
No, say I'm not daft enough.
No, I'm not daft enough.
Pretty damn close.
Let me tell you, it is the lowest of the low. Even someone for fun in sport to steal a package. By the way, when I say lowest of low, I mean a federal offense.
But you didn't see the guy take it?
I really did.
Think it's me?
We saw you running off.
I saw him from behind.
Here's my advice to you. Your first day in jail, just pick a little guy and beat him up.
Pick a big guy.
No, don't pick a big guy.
Now you're convinced it's me all of a sudden.
Well,
you ever think maybe it was Matt?
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't Matt. I would have recognized Matt.
Matt, well, he might have been wearing a Sam the Appraiser costume, which every Halloween is
a big deal.
Big item. Well, Sam, why don't you come on by in person? You just live half a mile away, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you come on by so Matt can meet you in person?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then we'll all jump him. Daisy, you're in with us, right? Mm-hmm. It's 4-1. Well, we could take him, but don't tell them we're going to jump him.
I thought you wanted me to come by next week.
We would love you to come by before the end of the show. Can you get here in five minutes?
No, I can't. I'm not there now. So
Sam, just admit to it. Sam, just give us some closure.
Hey, Andy, I think I can trick him.
Yeah, trick him into confessing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, Sam. A couple of listeners say that you have a nice looking butt.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for mentioning that.
Complimenting him.
Oh, you mean so he would admit to being the guy with the nice tight buttocks that you saw?
Yeah, Sam. How do you keep your butt so tight?
I don't know, but it's not me, though. So.
No. I mean the tight butt.
Sam, just come by so I could beat you up. Come on. Do me a favor. If you love the show and you love me, you'll let me beat you up.
I hope you get the help you need.
He told you.
He is the guiltiest man I ever talked to. What can we do? We know who it is.
Well, we don't really know who it
it's
is.
It's good enough for
I'll
me.
I'll say this. Listening to the phone calls together, right?
Yes.
Just judging it from the phone calls.
Yes.
It's like the same. I know the accent is obviously
he's the
but
guy.
It's like the same timbre of the voice. Register.
Listen to the his Scottish character again.
Hi, you're on the air. Hope you get the help
Hello,
you need.
Bud. How you doing?
Doing great. Now that you called, what's your name?
Sean.
Wait.
Oh, he also said,
"Hey, Sean, what have you got to sell us?"
He just said, "I hope you get
something."
I know that was a little tagline from yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. What is that?
Wait, Ken. Wait, Ken. Hit pause.
Yeah.
Don't we have a list of the phone numbers that called the show last week?
No.
Yes.
No, we
don't. Yes, we do. How can we not? Everybody has phone numbers. Everybody can look and see who called them.
We don't.
You don't know who called you?
No, we don't keep track of the incoming phone numbers. Little thing called privacy, Andy.
Yeah, little thing called privacy. Says the guy who's been sharing the airwaves with the limousine service. He's very concerned about privacy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Looks like you've been barking up the wrong tree there, Breckman.
Oh, now we have Scottish suspects coming out our ass.
Is this Sean?
This is Sean, yeah. What, you think it's everybody but me, don't you?
Okay, if you're Sean, if you're copying to this, what is the name of the book that was in the box you stole?
I don't remember the name of the freaking book. I gave it a freaking air tag. You know, it was me.
What was the topic of the book?
There was a black T-shirt, a small black T-shirt, and a bag of little pins.
Wait, that's true.
There was a bag of little pins.
Hey, wait, and tell me. Okay,
that I gave you.
Hold on, and answer this. Where was the air tag itself? How was it affixed to the box?
With Scotch tape.
Is that true?
It was tape. I don't remember if it was Scotch tape. I guess it was Scotch tape.
And what else was in that box, Sean?
I don't remember.
Did you find my toothbrush?
CDs or something like that.
Yeah, there were some CDs.
I think
this is him.
Hold on. I got to cross my fingers because I hope he's going to answer in the affirmative. Did you by any chance use that toothbrush?
There was no toothbrush in the...
There was a toothbrush. There was a butt brush. Okay, wait. If we have the guy here, how did it get to Brooklyn?
I took it there.
Why?
Do you live
what
there?
What are you doing blaming Sam the Appraiser? He had nothing to do with it.
This is Sam. This is Sam calling back. How can you not be able? How can you not be able to tell what number is calling? I almost want to beat you up.
I used to keep track of that.
No, right now he's on the phone. Now who's calling now? The number on the air now.
I can't
live.
I can't see the incoming number.
What if you call Sam right now?
Wait, what if you hit like star 69 or something?
Yeah, call the appraiser right now. You'll see it's not me.
Really Sean, would you say you have sad eyes and luscious lips?
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that's him. You nailed it. Daisy Friedman. Okay, we're calling Sam the appraiser on the other line. If the line's busy, we have our thief.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah.
This is a true crime podcast to end all true crime podcasts. This is going down live. We're cracking this case. Okay, are you calling him, Ken?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, this is a perfect plan. This is perfect. He's trapped himself.
Great radio.
Hoisted on his own petard. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's great radio, pal. We can't even see great radio from here. We could stand on our tiptoes and not see it. Don't accuse us of doing great radio.
It's ringing, Andy.
Oh, wait, this is Sam.
No, you can call.
Oh, wait, this is Sam. Wait, Sean.
Sam?
Sean, we want to hear from you.
Sam, do you want to talk to Sean?
Oh, sure, I'll talk to Sean. Yeah.
Sean, say hello to Sam.
How are you doing there, Sam?
He's schizophrenic.
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, damn it.
I'm feeling better now that you called, that they called you anyway. I can't deal with these folks anymore.
Damn it to hell.
Andy, make them say something.
There goes our number one suspect.
Make them say something together.
Yeah, I want to. Okay, the only way. Guys, I need you to sing.
For 5 years, it's the worst 5 years of my bloody life.
Guys, I need you to sing "Row, Row, Row Your Boat" as a round.
Hey, Sam and Sean, we need the both of you to sing "Row, Row, Row Your Boat" at the same time.
Okay,
go.
Right. Row, row, row your boat right down the stream. What a dream!
Wow, even the most gifted schizophrenic in the world couldn't pull that off. I'm a believer. Even Sybil on her best day couldn't pull that thing off. All right.
You've been burned by Sean the appraiser you have.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks.
You want to tell you how I did it? I hid across the street and I waited till you guys
Yeah.
So you guys started talking. You're trying to send something on Instagram or whatever. You're trying to
That's right.
Email something and I just swooped in and took it.
Oh, and you're the lowest.
So you wouldn't find me.
Wait, did you run away to Brooklyn so we wouldn't find you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just so sad. Wait, but you don't live in Brooklyn?
No, I don't live in Brooklyn.
Were you scared that I was on your tail?
I had to stay one step ahead of you.
It was exciting. It surely was. You worried the hell out of my wife. I know that. And then wait, but the next week the AirTag was still in Brooklyn.
You didn't find it?
No, well, we thought we found a dumpster that it was in, but was it?
I hid it in a tree.
I guess we were near the tree, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, we were looking down. We should have looked up. Okay, wait, and then, hold on, this is just pathetic. Then you retrieved it. Get this, Ken. He went back to Brooklyn. This is a sad, sad man. We don't need to punish him. His life is his own punishment. He went back to Brooklyn, climbed the tree, retrieved the AirTag. Am I right?
Yep.
And then gave it to Matt last week.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to beat you up. I don't need to beat you up. No, the life that is your living hell is your punishment.
I almost took it to your house.
No, Jesus, don't do that. Oh, Jesus. Holy moly. Don't do that.
Have mercy on you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Okay, and then you want to identify yourself?
I think you know who I am.
I just don't.
It's Sam the appraiser.
I'm Sean the appraiser.
Wait. But how did he do row, row, row your boat?
didn't. Are you kidding me? Are you?
He literally didn't.
He didn't do a round.
He didn't?
No, it was not. It was not two people singing at the same time.
It wasn't. I was bamboozled.
Yes, you were bamboozled.
Okay.
I thought that when he pretended to do a round, I thought that that was what convinced you
that it was, that we closed
that,
the case.
That we closed the case.
No, I thought that eliminated the suspect.
Wow.
Oh, now also we have solved the case.
Wow.
No, I'm the worst cop ever.
Yes, you are.
That fooled you.
Hey, Sean or Sam, you fooled Andy with your fake double singing worked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a good
part. Man, you can really throw your voice.
That's a good party trick.
You can throw your voice while doing a bad Scotch accent.
Yeah, you can make no living at all as a ventriloquist. Okay, well, the case has been solved. This true crime podcast has come to an end.
All right, thank you, Sam.
And we want to thank Matt, our own Matt, and Daisy. You cracked the case, kids.
Thank you, Daisy. Thanks, Matt. And thanks to Jeremiah. And Toddophonic Todd is filling in not only for Weekly World Blues, but also for Honky Tonk Radio
Girl. Wait, he's doing two in a row?
Two in a row!
How come I can't do that? Every time I ask, you don't let me do that.
You can, absolutely. You want to fill in for Weekly World Blues next week?
No. I just want to be asked.
The week after?
I just want to be invited to the party.
Okay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Toddophonic Todd.
My son. Monday woman bring the daily news. That Monday woman buy me talking and shoes. When I let my good gal catch you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. My Tuesday woman told that pocket change. That Wednesday woman want to do the same. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. My Thursday woman knock up on my door. That Friday woman, boy, is gotta go. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. I said the woman told the Gatling gun, cause you help you stand, shoot you if you run. Better not let my good gal catch you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. One Christmas coming back that afternoon. Next time I seen a boy, it was the 19th of June. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do. Goodbye, little woman, babe. You call that gone. You may leave Frankie, baby, to think you all day long. When I let my good gal get you here, ain't no telling what poor little Lucy may do.
My name is Todaponic Todd, and I do care.
Well, if you don't love me, why don't you tell me so?
my mighty rocket. It was really great. I'm a real gone dad and I'm living straight. Real gone dad and I travel day and night. With my real gone rocket, I know everything's alright. When you see my rocket come pulling in, don't ask me where I'm going, just wonder where I've been. I'm a real gone dad, love the life I live. My real gone rocket, I sure get a 1, 2, 3. Lay your heart in, man, go! Town like the great Northwestern, you can tell everybody that goes mighty Jackie Preston. I'm a real gone daddy, love the life I live. My baby and I, we sure get a wonderful thrill.